welcome in Jesus' name on this Trinity Sunday. We know God as our loving Heavenly Father, which is, of course, what He is. The service this morning centers around, of course, the sermon text of Isaiah and his vision that he saw of Jesus on his heavenly throne and the heavenly angels crying out, "Holy, holy, holy." And it's a good reminder to us that by ourselves, before the holy God, we are sinners. And we should have a proper fear that is reverence and awe. And it's because of Jesus that we know God as a loving God and a forgiving God. So the overall theme for our service this morning is the holy God cleanses us from our sins. We begin with the hymnal, "Come Thou Almighty King," and we'll stand for the last stanza, hymn 239. Seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins. And by thy Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgiveth us all our sins. To them that believe on his name, he giveth power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. You may be seated. Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to him because he has shown his mercy to us. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one true God, world without end. Testament for this morning, which is also our sermon text, is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." Here ends our Old Testament reading. Our epistle reading is taken from the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 14 through 17. "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him." Here ends our epistle reading. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name.
Worship the Lord in his utter fullness.
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood.
The Lord sits enthroned as king of heaven.
May the Lord give strength to his people.
May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity.
Blessed be the Lord.
Chapter of St. John, beginning at the first verse.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit Spirit." So, of course, Jesus is speaking of the spiritual rebirth as God's child. "Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? So, Nicodemus, you're one of the teachers, the religious teachers, and you don't understand the basic message of salvation. Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, How can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. So he's letting Nicodemus know he's the Son of God. He, Jesus. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Here ends our gospel reading. Confessing our faith in the words of the Athanasian Creed, which we shall read responsively. Whosoever will be saved, before all things it is necessary that he hold the Christian faith. And the Christian faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons, nor dividing the substance.
For there is one person, the Father, another the Son, and another the Holy Spirit.
But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal. And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Spirit almighty. And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty. So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son Lord, and the Holy Spirit Lord. And yet there are not three Lords, but one Lord. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is before or after another. None is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons together are co-eternal and co-equal. So that in all things, as has been said, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believes rightly the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the correct faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is at the same time God and man. He is perfect God and perfect man, having both a rational soul and human flesh. One not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of that manhood into God. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ. To hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He is seated on the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead, at whose coming all people shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give account of all their thoughts, words, and actions. And they that have done good, according to God's word, will go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into an everlasting fire. This is the Christian faith, which except one believes faithfully and firmly, he cannot be saved. Lord, grant this true Christian faith unto us all. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to make a few comments. One is, of course, it's a long confession of faith. And Christians for centuries have used the three creeds as a confession for ourselves. That this is what we believe and know from the Word of God. And the reason the creed, especially the Athanasian, is so long and detailed is because the Christians long ago were dealing with all kinds of different errors as to who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is, who the Father is, and the relationship with one another. That's why all these details are here. And it is important. This is what God says about who he is and whom we worship. And one other thing is the idea of begotten. We say that a child is begotten of his or her mother or father. And the Bible even uses the word begotten in reference to a child being begotten of the mother. So it's both in Scripture. Of course, when it talks about Jesus being begotten of his Father, it is an eternal beginning. Jesus always was. This is another one of those things that our minds just can't grasp. When you have a mother and father, and they give birth to a child, and the child begotten of them. But the Bible speaks of Jesus as being begotten of his Father, and it's eternal. And those things we know. We don't understand how all that is, but that's what that's talking about. We sing our next hymn, Holy, 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 Holy Lord God Almighty. We'll stand for the last stanza, hymn 246. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Dear Lord, it is amazing that we, who are completely sinful by nature, deserve nothing from you, and in fact deserve only your anger and your punishment. Yet know that we are your dear, beloved, forgiven, saved children. For Jesus' sake, thank you that in your grace, instead of punishing us eternally in hell as we deserve, sent your only dear Son, Jesus, down to earth, who took upon himself our sins and the sins of all people of all time, and suffered and died for the punishment that we all deserve for our sins in our place. Thank you, Lord, that you have shown us our sinfulness before you. Because if we don't understand that, then we see no need for Jesus to be our Savior. And yet, by your grace, we don't despair because of our sins. Because we know that for Jesus' sake, our sins have all been taken away. We are covered in your Son's perfect righteousness. And so, even though we see the sin in ourselves and sometimes feel it very keenly, yet in Jesus, we dare come before you. We can come before you. You invite us to come before you, your throne of grace, to receive forgiveness when we sin, your throne of grace where you hear and answer all of our prayers for Jesus' sake. Be with us and all of our loved ones, especially those who are suffering any way in body or soul or mind. Grant us your almighty healing. Help us to entrust everything in our lives, all of our loved ones, to you. Help us not to be afraid in this sinful world with all the injustice and the suffering and the wrongdoing, but to trust in you and to walk humbly and joyfully before you, knowing that you are watching over us, our almighty Heavenly Father and King. Thank you that you have chosen us sinners, called us, each of us, as your witnesses. We know that we are sinners, and we can tell people, yes, we are all sinners before you. And we know that for Jesus' sake, our sins are forgiven. So we can assure every repentant sinner that Jesus forgives his sins and her sins too. Help us not to apologize for any of your word, but to speak all the truths of your word and work mightily in the hearts of those who hear your word, that you bring them to the knowledge of their sin before you and repentance and trust in your Son Jesus for their salvation. Help us, use us as your witnesses in our conversations with others, as well as in the lives that we live, that others may see you, Jesus, in us, and be drawn to you and your saving gospel and your salvation. All of our needs we bring into prayer, which you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may, knowing this, hear them, read them, take careful note of what they say, learn them, and take them to heart, and live by them, that by patience and comfort from your holy word, we may embrace and always hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God the Father, we stand in the last stanza, hymn 244.